The perfect balance of information and conversation. Only on North Georgia's News Talk. AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
It's 8:41. We're 19 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WDUN as we work into a brand new morning. And it's interesting the way things can sometimes turn. When you tell somebody about your cause, they become interested. And in this case, they become very invested. Let's find out more about how one local charity was able to benefit.
Let's say hi to Mike Briggs. He's president of the Foundation for Ichthyosis. And I hope I have that right, Mike, and related skin types. Nice to have you with us here on WDUN.
My pleasure.
Now, Mike owns a home on Lake Lanier, and then Mike had the honor of a production company coming in and using his home for the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Would you think that, wrapped up last month, you're filming on that, or they're filming on that?
Yeah, they wrapped it up just about a month ago.
Great. And you kind of tied in your home being used to the foundation. Tell us how that came about.
Well, actually, I think it all came about when one of the people on the advance crew for Brett Ward gave us a call one day and said that they were interested in our home to film a movie. And my first reaction was, nah, I don't think so. And then I thought more about it, and when they started talking about the amount of money they were willing to rent our home for, so to speak, and immediately my ears perked up and I said, wow, this might be a wonderful opportunity to raise money for our foundation for FIRST. And I explained that to them, that this is what I was going to do, and I would appreciate it if they went back to their folks and dug a little deeper and see what they could come up with. Well, they called me back and in fact, opened up their pockets a little wider, and it made it very attractive for us to be able to open up our home, get the thrill of having a movie in our home, at the same time being able to benefit our foundation, because we're a very small foundation, FIRST. Although we serve the entire country, we're small enough where we're not recognized by the government or large pharmaceutical homes or something like this. So it's up to us to be able to do grassroots fundraising. So $35,000 from the movie industry was a huge step for us.
Certainly is. And talk a little bit about what the foundation does. I'm not very familiar with this particular condition.
Well, the condition is, it's a rare genetic skin disorder. There's probably upwards of 16,000 children that are born with some form of ichthyosis or dry skin every year. But our investigation has shown that there's more than 300 babies that are born each year with a moderate to severe form of ichthyosis. And there's 20 different types of ichthyosis. The form that my grandson has is called EHK. And basically what it does is his skin produces, his genes prevent much more skin than what's required. So he has a lot of excess skin, almost like a reptile that would shed their skin on a daily basis. He has it accumulate on his hands and his knees and the bottom of his feet. It's very fragile. It cracks. I mean, if he falls down like we would when we were children, it's a major event. It cracks the skin sometimes open to the bone.
Mm.
And you've probably seen some of these children around. Other forms take on a really deep red color, like they've been left out in the sun for weeks. In fact, sometimes people that don't recognize what it is chastise the parents for not taking care of their children properly. And it's just a lack of information more than anything.
I can't imagine. I imagine susceptibility to infection and all of that would also be huge. But thank goodness that the movie folks knocked on your door and you said yes.
Absolutely. And you know, being president of the organization, and I've been part of the organization on the board of directors for 8 years, and fundraising is really my thing, because I realized early on that we were unable to raise enough money to do anything for a cure. We were mainly a communications tool to families and getting people to recognize what it was. But myself and others recognized that we had to do something more. We had to get some money for research so we could cure this terrible disease rather than just communicate it. And so far in the last 6 years, we've been able to raise about $1.4 million and have funded 13 worthy projects. It cost about $75,000 for each project.
Wow. Boy, Mike, this is a great story, really is. So if people want to find out more about FIRST, how they can participate, how they can help, or maybe seek out for help, how do we do that?
Great question. The most informative place we have is our website. It's a very great website. It's www.first.com.